Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our world. I'm Alex, bringing the experience and, dare I say, wisdom to our conversations.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and keep Alex from diving too deep into the tech rabbit hole without a lifeline. Today, we're tackling a giant in the world of software development, mastering Git fundamentals.
Ah, Git, the unsung hero of developers everywhere, from lone coders in their basements to the tech giants marching code across the digital landscape.
Hero sounds pretty grand for something that's essentially keeping track of changes. What's the big deal?
Well, imagine you're writing the next great American novel, but every time you make a change, you risk losing the original masterpiece. Git is like your literary safety net, ensuring every version of your story is kept safe as you craft your magnum opus.
So it's a safety net for code? That sounds actually pretty important. But where do we even start?
At the very beginning, with initializing a repository, it's like declaring, "Here shall be the domain of my code."
All hail the mighty code kingdom. So I just yell git init into my terminal and we're off?
Exactly, minus the yelling. Though, feel free to do so if it adds to the ambiance. Git init creates a new Git repository right in your project directory. From there, it's a matter of adding your files with git add and making your first commit with git commit.
Hold up, commit? As in committing to a relationship? That sounds serious.
You could say it's a relationship between you and your code. A commit is a snapshot of your project at a specific point in time, something you can revert back to if things go south.
So if I mess up, I can just time travel back to when everything was peachy?
Precisely. Git's got your back. But it's not just about playing it safe. It's also about branching out and merging.
Branching out, you say? Like trying new hobbies?
Sort of. Imagine you want to add a new feature or fix a bug. Branches let you work on these changes without affecting the main project. Once you're happy with your work, you merge it back in.
Ah, keeping the experiments in the lab until they're ready for the world, I like it. But what if two experiments collide?
Ah, the merge conflict. Git will flag it, asking you to play referee and decide which changes to keep. It's like choosing which toppings to keep on your pizza when everyone wants something different.
Now you're speaking my language. But what about when I'm ready to show my masterpiece to the world?
That's where Git push comes into play. It uploads your local repository to a remote one, like GitHub or GitLab, sharing your glorious creation with the masses.
From basement coder to the next big thing, all thanks to Git. But surely it's not all smooth sailing.
True. There's the dreaded detached head, merge conflicts galore, and the ever-fun task of resolving them. Not to mention keeping your repository secure and scalable as your project grows.
Sounds like a lot. How do we keep it all straight?
Practice, my friend, and remembering the core principles. Commit early and often, use branches wisely, and never, ever push to the main branch on a Friday afternoon.
Noted. No ruining weekends with bad pushes. This has been quite the journey through GitLand. Any final pearls of wisdom before we wrap up?
Just that Git is more than a tool. It's a way of thinking about collaborative development. Embrace it, and you'll find it's not just about tracking changes, but about opening up a world of development possibilities.
Well said, Alex. And with that, we've reached the end of our Git Fundamentals saga. Thanks for joining us on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button like it's a bug in your code.
And keep pushing to your limits, both in code and in life. Until next time, keep it nerdy.